Morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. Today we follow the order of morning prayer on page 235 in the Lutheran Service Book. The text is Genesis chapter 27, verses 30 through 45. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The order of morning prayer, page 235. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will give praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Psalm 43.
Again, praise him, my salvation and my God. Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause and against an ungodly people. From the deceitful and unjust man, deliver me.
For you are the God in whom I take refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go
your light and your truth, let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling.
Then I will move me on to God, to God my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God.
Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning,
again praise him, my salvation and my God.
The continuation of Genesis, the 27th chapter. As soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, when Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, Esau his brother came in from his hunting. He also prepared delicious food and brought it to his father. And he said to his father, "Let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that you may bless me." His father Isaac said to him, "Who are you?" He answered, "I am your son, your firstborn Esau." Then Isaac trembled very violently and said, "Who was it then that hunted game and brought it to me? And I ate it all before you came, and I have blessed him. Yes, and he shall be blessed." As soon as Esau heard the words of his father, he cried out with an exceedingly great and bitter cry and said to his father, "Bless me, even me also, O my father." But he said, "Your brother came deceitfully, and he has taken away your blessing." Esau said, "Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has cheated me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing." Then he said, "Have you not reserved a blessing for me?" Isaac answered and said to Esau, "Behold, I have made him lord over you, and all his brothers I have given to him for servants, and with grain and wine I have sustained him. What then can I do for you, my son?" Esau said to his father, "Have you but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Then Isaac his father answered and said to him, Behold, away from the fatness of the earth shall be your dwelling, and away from the dew of heaven on high. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. But when you grow restless, you shall break his yoke from your neck. Now Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. And Esau said to himself, The days of mourning for my father are approaching, then I will kill my brother Jacob. The words of Esau, her older son, were told to Rebekah. So she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, Behold, your brother Esau comforts himself about you by planning to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to Laban, my brother in Haran, and stay with him a while until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send and bring you from there. Why should I be bereft of you both in one day? O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Two phrases keep popping up in our preaching through Genesis. Romans 15, whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. In 1 Corinthians 10, these things took place as examples for us that we might not desire evil as they did. Now maybe these are just the biblical version of when I saw today's text, I didn't want to preach it. But these why Old Testament passages are actually more telling than just God said it, so here we go. They call us to instruction and to example, which is related to doctrine but is different than systematic teaching. The invitation to consider an example requires more than just an amen from us. It's not a direct accusation of the law to which you must say, I repent of this sin, or this sin of someone else. And it's not a direct proclamation of the gospel either, to which the responses are peace, joy, relief, amen, confidence, whatever else flows from the forgiveness of sins. These examples require consideration, thought, not just immediate action. For we, of course, are not Jacob, we are not Esau, and nevertheless, on divine authority, their story was written down for our instruction and as an example for us, that we might either imitate or, as in this case, be warned. Romans 15 immediately is speaking about Christ fulfilling the Psalter, how he bore reproach, how he faced persecution and bore our sins all the while. Hope spurring on patient endurance and providing comfort even while we wait for its fruition. That's what we ought to learn from Christ in that instance. Patience and comfort in hope. That really is the end and aim of all of Holy Scripture, finally. But there is also warning in the meantime not to lose hope, not to abandon patience, not to despair when the comfort should be delayed for a time. And today's account of Esau is such a bitter and cautionary tale. It is a 1 Corinthians 10 example. And St. Paul's conclusion to that section is worth hearing in full. These things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. This example then from Esau must be taken to heart. It must be mulled over for a while, and it must be brought again to our minds frequently. the ways in which Esau was unholy, as the book of Hebrews says. He did not believe, how he despised his birthright, showing that despising does not mean only to hate or to have antipathy for something, but it means especially and firstly to care so little for it, to treat it as flexible, what ought to be precious and firm. Esau had no endurance, he had no patience, he had no hope as he came in from the fields that first time. And despairing, he found hope in a pot of impossible gruel. He sold cheaply what was most valuable. And thus his brother, when he comes in the passage just before today, his brother was not rightly named Jacob, as Esau slandered him. He is not rightly named cheat, heel, supplanter, deceiver, although surely he did all those things. His brother is rightly named Israel, as God will set aright soon. Israel in the line of Abraham and Isaac. Truly, Jacob stole nothing today. He got the blessings that attend the birthright that Esau willingly, knowingly, but easily and thoughtlessly, short-sightedly, and despairingly tossed aside. And then it was too late. And then, though he sought it with tears, it could not be revoked, it could not be undone. And then, like Balaam, when Isaac opens his mouth to bless, it comes out only as a curse. And then, does Esau go on to prove and to produce evidence for his innocence, or that his tears were poured out in genuine and true repentance? Or does he immediately scheme to become a murderer also, held back only by the ceremonies of a family burial? Dearly beloved, imitate nothing here. Be warned. Do not despair of God's mercies. Do not take quick, short-sighted action that betrays either the Lord's commandments or his promises. Do not imagine that there will always be time to fix it later, or that there will always be a time down the road to repent of it later, forever. Do not desire evil. Do not resign yourself to fate. Do not neglect even the negative examples of Scripture. For to do so would render even the irrevocable promises and blessings of the Scriptures as curses in your ears. Does not Jesus say, "The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken to him will judge him on the last day." Therefore, though we speak in this way, yet in your case, beloved, we feel sure of better things, things that do belong to salvation. We desire each one of you to show earnestness and to have full assurance of hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who, like Jacob, through faith and patience, inherit the promises. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins, in the tender compassion of our God. The dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Let us pray. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.